Welcome to Hello Self. It's a podcast focused on turning your can'ts into cans and your dreams into plans. I am your host, coach, and author, Patricia Leonard. Hello there. I am Patricia Leonard, author of Hello Self podcast and the book Hello Self. I wanted to share something with you today, and I'm calling it Getting to Know You. It's really from some incidents that have happened to me in the last couple of days. And so there are four things that I want to highlight that helped me begin to understand more about who am I. So it's my own experiences for the last couple of days on Hello Self. I've got four of them, and I'd like to share that with you. It's very interesting. This morning, I got up and came up to my office and got on my computer. And one of the things that I don't know how it popped up, but you know how those things happen every once in a while. It popped up and it said, the meaning of Patricia. I think it was one of those Hello Self moments sprinkled in. But anyway, I read what it said. And it was, I've made some notes here so I don't forget anything. As I read it, it spoke of a person that I resonated with. I really understood that woman. And I said, oh my gosh, that is exactly who I see myself to be. I said, thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me the name Patricia, because you were wise. It really fits me, or at least the woman that I have become. Then the second incident that happened was yesterday. I was doing a podcast with a gentleman, and he said in the podcast, Patricia, as I was looking back over my life, I think it's very interesting, but I'd never paid attention before. I recognized all of these Hello Self moments. And it was really as I was getting ready for this podcast, he said, I wanted to look at the trajectory of my life and my career. And he said, it's a funny thing. I saw and recognized and became aware of all of the signs that had led me to the career I was in and to the dreams and hopes that I had. And he said, I'd never paid attention to those before. Moments that had led him simply by paying attention to the signs that were sprinkled in front of him. And thinking, this is amazing. Those were all Hello Self moments, he said to himself. And those are the things that helped me take the next steps. Then a third thing happened today. A friend saw a high-heeled shoe along the side of the road. Now, anyone that knows my mission of Hello Self is to get out of your flip-flop life and step into your high-heeled shoe understanding and perception of who you are. So she said, when I saw that high-heeled shoe, she said, I knew it was a sign. Metaphors can be something that gets our attention. A song. There's a lot of things that wake us up for a Hello Self moment. And she said, I realized at that very moment that I had allowed myself over the last week or two to get in my flip-flop life. And there were some things that I needed to step up to and see myself as a different and take care of. So she used that metaphor, Hello Self, as a way to get her back on track. So metaphors are key. Like I said, it doesn't matter. You can make anything your metaphor, or it could be something that's very significant in your life a lot of times. Okay, and the fourth Hello Self moment that I experienced was I got this message from a LinkedIn connection. He said, "You are definitely a creative." He then named all the areas that he saw my creation in, writing several books, Hello Self, Asked, High Heels Cabaret Show. And he said, "I see that you are definitely a creative." So that was one of the Hello Self moments. I know I am, but that was a nice confirmation. And I could almost guess the next steps. I bet he had something to sell. And he continued his note and he said, "Which of these most intrigue you?" And I thought it was a funny thing I said to myself, but these are moments that make us stop and think. I said to myself, I don't see those as a lot of individual creative things. So I don't see an either or. He said, "Which are you most intrigued by?" I don't see an either or. Both of them, three of them, four of them, all of them, I'm intrigued by. Something came to me. That's what society does to us. They want to put us in a box, and we allow them, unless we're awake and watch the Hello Self signs in our life. So we fall into that trap that we either have to be this or that. I had a call the other day from somebody, and they said, "Patricia, are you a coach or a consultant?" And I said, "Yes," because I believe that we are a blend of things and not just one. So when we look at who we are, then we're a combination of things. And the more we become aware of that, the more we start to integrate all of the pieces of who we are. And if we allow society to put us in a box, we limit who we are as individuals. Hello Self is not about limiting. It's about continually discovering who we are. It's not one day, okay, I know who I am. No, it's not about that. It's being open to the many moments of creation of who you are. Since I am a creative, I was reminded of something else. And this is, it can be a point number five if you want. But I was thinking about Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical, The King and I. And if you remember in there, there's a song, "Getting to Know You, Getting to Know All About You." I'm not a singer, but you got the message. However, I would make the words of that song a little different. I would sing, "Getting to Know Me, Getting to Know All About Me." Because that's really what Hello Self is about, is getting to know me, getting to know all of the aspects of me, and paying attention to the signs and reminders that resonate with me, that really feel like home when you see them or you hear them. Because they're around us all the time, guiding our lives, but we don't pay attention. We're too busy in this world of all the distractions. In closing, what I'm hoping that these examples might serve as Hello Self moments and reminders of who you are, because life is all about getting to know you. Thank you for listening, and I hope that these Hello Self experiences that I've had over the last couple of days offer a way for you to get in touch with who you are. Have a great day. Thank you for joining Hello Self today, and may it offer insights and inspire you to stay on your runway to success. Like, share, and subscribe. And remember this, keep dreaming.